We are learning Masechtas Baba Kama Daf Yutes Amud Beis, and we're starting six lines from the top of Daf Yutes Amud Beis. Yosef Rav Yehuda Nasiya, Rav Oishia, Akilad Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda Nasiya and Rav Oishia were sitting on the porch of Rav Yehuda, Nofak Milsav Amenayu. They cleared a shiloh together. Kishkushkov is Nava Mahu. If it waggle its tail, what's the halacha? And we'll see in a second, they're talking about it waggle it like excessively and damaged. Is that considered Karen or is that considered regular? Is that normal or not? Of course, that's called orche. What do you think? You have to hold onto its tail and walk. So he says back, Yachi Karen nami name. Say by Karen also. We're saying Karen is Karen is chayy. Karen v'yelech. Do you have to hold onto the Karen and walk? No. Hakashta Karen lav orchehu. Karen is not orche. So there, you don't have to expect that. Ha orche. This is orche. What's your question? So tomorrow, kishkush yaseirim bayale. The shaila was a kishkush yaseira. That was the shaila. So like Rashi explains, the shaila was is a potter and shirab mana. That was the shaila. If it's normal, so then it's normal way of walking. So then it's potter and shirab. So he answered back. He says, "What do you mean? You think you have to hold on to his tail the whole time while you're walking shirab? It can't be such a thing. So far, that's potter." So he says, back then, what do you mean? So Karen also should be part of Shirabim because you have to hold on to the Karen? So he says, no, Karen is not Orche, so you don't have to expect it. And therefore, it's not part of it, because that's something normal. Mashenki, this is normal. So he says, what's your Shaila? Of course it's part of it. So he says, Kishkush Yaseirim, by the way, my question is, what waggles tail excessively, I'm not sure how to look at that. Is that normal or is that not normal? And that's the shiloh, that will be chayiv and shirab manat, it'll be chayiv al tzkaren, or maybe it's regal, and it's normal, and therefore it's not chayiv. Boy Rav Eina, different shiloh. Kishkush ba'amosa mahu. If a waggle ba'amosa, amosa is, it's aver zachar, and that shiloh is, what's the halacha by behema doing that? Mahu. Mi aminon, mi da'ava karen. Karen lav yitzchuk talk of lehakanami leishna. Just like by Karen, it gets angry, it gets the yitzhara to damage. So it's chayiv here also leishna. So here also maybe it comes from the yitzhara that it's kishkush ba'amasa comes from the yitzhara, and therefore it's the same thing. Oydilma Karen kavanos lahazik ha in kavanos lahazik. Or maybe Karen's kavanos lahazik. This is not kavanos lahazik. Now what exactly is the shaila? To extend the shaila, let's hear the Rosh. The Rosh explained the shaila. I read the Rosh inside. The Rosh says like this. Meboyle chashav shinui d'lav orchi v'kach. Is it considered something different? Elo pa'amuk yitzhar taikvai. Only sometimes yitzhar taikvai, so then it's a shinui d'lav orchi. Adilma, kivit ein kavanos lahazik. Maybe since it's not kavanos lahazik, lo domi l'karen. It's not similar to Karen. Look, have a karegel. The kivit ein kavanos lahazik, this is not kavanos lahazik. Im kein loma tasa kishkuzah. Elo d'orchi v'kach. It must be orchi, but also v'taiku. So basically, what Rosh is, if it's out Yitzhar Takvai, that makes it Lav Orche, and it's like Karen. Or since it's not Kavanos Lahazik, so it's not similar to Karen. It's like Regal. And that makes it into a Orche, and therefore it'll be like Regal, and be part of Shirabim, and Chaim Nez Shalom Shishnizik. So that's a Shaila, Marcus Kstayez with a Shaila, Teiku. And then the Mishnah, Tanagirlam Odom Lahala Kadarkam Lashaver. And then it says, if there's a little kosher, if there was a pail tied to the foot of the tarnagol, so loch is, you pay chatzi nezek. Now, what exactly is this case that a dalil was tied to the tarnagol and says, yichayiv chatzi nezek? What's the case? Amar avuna. Loishonu el shniksha me'elof. That the pail got tied by itself and damaged with this pail. So then, yichayiv chatzi nezek. We'll see in a second what's going on. Aval kosher adam, Huna says, but if a person ties it to the foot of the tarnagol, then yechayiv. Then loch is yechayiv nezek shalom. Why yechayiv nezek shalom? Because it's a bar. You made a bar by tying this this pail to the foot of the tarnagol. That's called a bar, and you pay nezek shalom. Someone tripped and you pay nezek shalom. So Mara asks like this: Nikshama elav. We said yechayiv chatzin nezek. Man chayiv. Who's chayiv? Remember, it got tied to the tarnagol by itself. And now, who's chayiv? Ilay me balad lil, if we're talking about, and it says chatzin nezek also. Ilay me balad lil, if we're talking about the balad lil, the owner of the pail, hechidon, what's the case? Idasne, if you put it away safely, honestly, he's oinus. He's not chayiv, there's no bar if he puts it away in his closet and the tarnagol slaps it out. Viloyatzne, And if he didn't put it away, Peshehu. And it should be Chayim Nezek Shalim, because then it's a bar. So what exactly is the case of Chatzin Nezek? Elo Chayiv Baal Tanagol. Baal Tanagol is Chayiv because the Tanagol picked up this pail, let's say, from a hidden place. He put it away in his house, and the Tanagol got it, and Tanagol damaged with the Dli. And we're saying he paid Chatzin Nezek. So Mar Hazakasha, Ella, so what's Pshat and Chatzin Nezek? Why not chayiv the whole nezek? The chsif yiftach is bar v'lo yishar bar. The only a person is chayiv a bar, but if a behemoth makes a bar, there's no chayiv. So chatzin nezek nami is bar v'lo yishar bar. So what if nixar ba'elav? So why chayiv chatzin nezek? The tarnagol is not chayiv in bar. He made a bar. So what's the chayiv exactly? So the whole Rav Huna doesn't make sense in what we're saying. Rav Huna is saying nixar ba'elav is the case of a mishnah. But if kashri adam, then it's nezek shalom. Nikshem elav is not possible to be chayiv chatzin nezek, because the owner is only chayiv is a pshay and is chayiv nezek shalom. Teretz is it was hidden, so there's no way the tarnagol should be chayiv chatzin nezek. It's not chayiv and bar. So Mara says elam mestisim is not like Rav Huna. Rav Huna is not going with the Mishnah. Mestisim ba aduye. Mishnah is talking about a different case. The Mishnah is talking about a case where the tarnagol found a dlil and then sent the dlil flying. So it's a case of tsreiris. That's a pechatzin nezek. And even if a person tied it onto the tarnagol's foot and the tarnagol sent it flying and it damaged someone, it's chatzin nezek. And the person who tied it, Rashi says, is potter. Why? Because it didn't damage as a bar. It damaged as a tsreiris. So the person who tied it is not a chayav as bar. That's the halacha. Now Tosis argues on that part, that Rashi says that even if a person ties it to the tarnagol, the tarnagol's chayiv chatzin nezek was a tsreiris, the baal tarnagol, but the person who tied it is not chayiv because it didn't damage as a bar. But Frank Tysus, let it be as eish. The halacha is if you put a eved on a roof and the wind blows it off, you chayiv as eish. So here, you left the dli in the street, or you tied it to the tarnagol, and the tarnagol went ahead and damaged someone with it. So then that's like eish, because that's normal. It's a ruach matsuya. That's Tysus b'lai b'shver and Rashi. And it says, must be the case was, that happened by itself. But the Nachas Novin answers Rashi that this is not Eish, because by Eish, the damages are they the Eish, or the Evan, the weight of the Evan. The Ruach helps just move it. Here, the whole damage was from the power of the Tanagol as well. So therefore, this is not considered Eish. And the bottom line is that we're talking about and what's the case? It was Nikshem Elov or someone tied it. Either way, the Baal Tanagol is Chayav because of the Tzoyrus. So what was Rav Huna talking about? And Rav Huna is talking about a different case. Chiyitmar Rav Huna ba'alma itmar. Dlil hefker. There's a dlil hefker. Om Rav Huna, nikshar me'elov potter. Kosri adam chayiv. It says, hefker dig a dlil. It got tied to the foot of a tarnagol. Then someone tripped on the dlil in a different place. The halach is that the baal tarnagol is potter. Why? Because a tarnagol cannot make a bar. That's the halacha. But kosher adam, if a person picked it up and tied it to the tarnagol, chayiv. V'shemai chayiv. Huna bar manoyach. V'shem bayra misgalgal ra'el v'alehema. Someone trips on it, he chayiv because bar misgalgal. Now, why does it make it his bar? So Rashi says, kosher adam chayiv. Ha'kosher, Rashi says, the kanye b'hagba. V'yeshel ha'adol b'aylam. He's kind of b'hagba, and it becomes a b'aylam. Tosfos says, Lav dafka kashroi. Do it in a makam amutzna. Vanicha makam atorfa. Shapashavai is also chayiv. Hafil loyig biyo v'lei kana. Because by a bar, you don't have to own a bar, like Taisvis. You don't have to own the bar. As long as you put the bar in a place where someone will trip, that alone makes you chayiv. So if you tied the bar to the ragle of the tarnagol, that alone is a chayiv, even without being kainit. That's what it's Rashi and Taisvis, huh? That's what chatzin ezek is. That's what chatzin ezek is. It's like on the Mishnah. The Mishnah will do ya, do ya. Remember, the Mishnah will something else. Mishnah went to the Tanagol did with Tzoyris. There's a new Gemara now. Dlil Hefker. There's a little Hefker. Om Rav Huna, Nikshom Elof Potter. There's no Chiv at all. Kashri Adam, Chayiv Nezek Shalim. A person ties the Chayiv Nezek Shalim. Mishamai Mechayiv, because of Bar. Like the Gemara, the Bar Mezgal. Chayiv Nezek Shalim. Chayiv Nezek Shalim. Chayiv Nezek Shalim. Then we spoke at Amachlik's Rashi and Tosfos. What's the Chiv by Kashri Adam? Rashi says, because it's not your Bar, it's a Hefker. It says you picked it up in your Magbiyah, you did a Hagbah. Zok Tosfos, only Hagbah. If I find something hefker and I pick it up and I move it around, or I put it next to the tanagol, tie the tanagol, I'm chayiv al bar, even if I never owned it. You don't have to own a bar. As long as you facilitated this hezek of bar, that's enough of a chiyiv without owning it. That's the chiddush of Taisus, which is Pashut, that's Rashi a little bit shver. He says you have to be yakbiyat. It's not going on the Mishnah anymore. The Mishnah where I do, the Mishnah where the Tanya goes through a dali, where there that is shveris. And who was ba'alma itmar? Now in the Mishnah, wasn't going on chatzin nezek. Good. So the Mishnah vayt. New Mishnah, going out to Shein. Ketzer Hashem where the Medes. What's the case of a Shein? That's a mu'ed le'echos ha'royo lo. The mu'ed is to eat what's royal fit. Food that's royal fit. A behem mu'ed is le'echos peiris v'irakas. A behem is mu'ed to eat fruits and vegetables. What's the repeat? So, anyone knows what the repeat is? Okay, not expected to know. It's only two blad ago. That p'yidzayin abeis, the Gemara asks his cows. The Gemara says, one talking about a behema, one's talking about a chaya. That's the Gemara says. That the chiddush is that even a chaya is chaya. If it eats ksusa kelim, it's not normal for a behemoth to eat clothing or utensils. You pay chatzi nezek because that's a shini. The whole chiyuv of shein is dafka of shini nezek is a beer of steyacha. Avshus a rabbin potter, and shirabbin lochas your potter. Vim nenis, mishalemis vashin nenis. The chiddush is just like this. Even shirabbin your potter, but lemaisa, you saved me a meal. I don't have to give a meal to the behemoth. You have to pay mashin nenis, and the world will have a discussion there on daf chaf exactly what you pay. From Nes Shalom Hashanenis, Ketzav Shalom Hashanenis, Ochlo Matech Arachava, ate the middle of the street, Mishalem Hashanenis, pays what it was Nena. But see the Arachava, which we'll see, it we'll see in the world later on, it means because it's not normal to go eat from the side, so that's called Karen, Mishalem Hashanenis, you pay Hashanenis, because Karen's Chayiv, Chatzin Nezek, because it pays Hashanenis, even Mishalem. Pesach Hachanos, Mishalem is Mashananis. When the door of the Chanos is normal, pay Mashananis. Mitoch Hachanos, Mishalem is Mashazika. We'll see, maybe Atzalt's Karen, we'll see in the Gemara later on, exactly Pshah in the second half of Mishnah. You don't have to be responsible for it right now. So, the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. We talk about Mu'ud, Lechal Sarayullah. Tana Rabbanan, Hashem, where this Lechal Sarayullah. It's Hashem is Mu'ud, it's normal fit to eat. What's royal fit? Ketzad, Behemish Nichs, Lechatza Nizik, Behem walked into the Chatza Nizik, Va'akla, Oichle, Maru'ila, he ate food which is royal fit, straw, hay, Vishasa, Mashkan, Ru'ila, he drank water which is normal, Mashal, Mezik, Shalom, he paid Nezik, Shalom, because that's 100% normal. Vichain Chaya, Shnichs, Lechatza Hanizik, Chaya also went into Chatza Nizik, Vitarfa, Behema, and it killed the Behema of Akla, Basar, and ate Basar. And we saw in the Gemara in Daf Tazayinam Beis explains that really a behemoth that eats it kills the behemoth first and eats it, it's not normal. So the way you read the Mishnah like this, the tarfa behemoth, it killed the behemoth lehaniach, or the daras v'achla, it ate it alive. Either way, it pays nezek shalom. That's the two ways that's normal. Either it kills it, put it away, or it eats it alive, you pay nezek shalom. That's how the Gemara came out before. A parah that ate sa'irim, which is not its regular food. Sa'irim is really maichel of a chamar, it's really donkey food. So what happens if a parah ate donkey food, sha'achel sa'irim, v'chamar sha'achel kashinim, or a chamal ate kashinim, which is a cow food, it's a type of a grain, v'kelev shalikek et ha'shemen, and a dog that drank or ate oil, which is not 100% normal, v'chaz sha'achel chadich shabasa, and a chazir that ate a piece of steak, even though it's not their food, but since it's a food that they'll eat if they're hungry enough, so that pays the Nezik Shalom. It's not called a shinui. It's not like ksus and kelim. It's not like clothing. Papa, is called lav orchi achila. Now that you told me that anything that eats a day chak is called achila, hay shunra d'achol tamri, a cat that ate dates, v'chamra d'achol benisa, and a chamara that ate fish, ate herring, Mishalom is shalom. Pays that shalom because that's something eats a day chak. Morg brings a mice. Sahu charma is a chamar. The ochel nahama ate bread. Ufalse lasala. Now eat the bread. Ate the basket with it. Chayiv ravud l'shalom nezik shalom nahama. Pay nezik shalom on the bread. Va'asala chatzin nezik. On the basket only chatzin nezik. It's not almost normal to eat a basket. That's kelim. Freid the gemara v'amai. Why not? Kim the ochel mechel nahama. Since it's normal to eat bread, ochel nahama l'fusul esala. It's also normal l'fusul esala to eat the basket as well. So why are you paying the chatzin nezek on the basket? It should be part of the normal. It's part of the normal eating pass. Mara answers the okal v'hod apalas. First ate the bread, and then chewed up the basket, and that was not normal. And therefore, you pay chatzin nezek on the basket. Frank Mara pass orchiu. Is it normal for an animal to eat bread? V'raminu asks you a question. Asks you shalom b'raisa. It says okal pass u'basar v'tav shom shalom chatzin nezek. It says if a behema ate bread or meat or tafshel like something a cooked meal. He pays chatzin nezek. It's not normal for them to eat this. My lav behema. We just finished saying that a behema ate pas. it pays nezek shalom. And here it sounds like a behemoth eats pas, it's chatzin nezek. Loi, and more b'chaya. Chaya, a wild animal, never eats bread. It definitely doesn't eat carbs. It's not like bread, and will not. That's considered a shinu. But Frank the Mar, if you want a chaya, what do you understand? Basar. Chaya, basar orchu. It's normal for a chaya to eat basar, to eat meat. No, the matve. Here, this meat was sliesh, was on a barbecue. They don't like barbecued meat. They like raw meat. But boy is saying, Tavia, don't want a deer. Deer don't like meat. They don't like bread or meat. But boy is saying, don't want a behema. And behema, it's not normal to eat basar and tafshel. The cows don't eat basar and tafshel. They only like grains. A cow, pass should be normal. Why pechatzin hasn't gone pass? So my answer is, it was on a table. Rashi learns it's on a table, that makes it a shinui. The Rashi is bothered by that. Because it's on a table, makes it a shinui. It's just how you got it. It's not a shinui. And therefore, the Rashi says, like the Rabbi Nachman's Gersa, it was talking about psucha, which means it was like a cracker, it was like a matzah. They don't like matzahs. That they don't like. So tomorrow, I'll just end up with a story on top of Dav Chaf. A whole barcha, the chaz of lifta, there's certain a's, a goat, sore, a lifta. Lifta is like a turnip. A puma de dana. A turnip is a food that they love. A puma de dana. You saw this turnip on top of a barrel of wine. Sarech, it climbed up the barrel. Salik, achlo lifta, and ate the lifta. A tarva dana. Obviously, the barrel broke under the weight of the goat. Chayvi rava, a lifta va dana shalom. Rava said, Yechayv on the turnip and on the barrel, nezek shalom. My time was the reason. Kim to orche lemecha lifta, orche nami lasuche lemislek. Since it's orche to eat the lifta, to eat the turnip, it's also normal to climb up and break it, and therefore you pay nezek shalom. And this is one of the Rashi's kashas on Rashi. Rashi said that if you climb up a table and eat it, it's not normal. Here you see Clara, they climb up to eat it. If as long as the food is normal, it's normal for them to climb up, and therefore that's the Rashi and Rashi's kashas on Rashi. But like bottom, we see in this Gemara that you pay nezek shalom on the barrel as well, since it's normal to eat it and climb up to eat that lifta.